You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DJ Hoey D with the Spooky Yukies. You're going to have to give me a minute to set up everything, because, oh man, the previous person in here logged out of the computer and also left like about 30 seconds ago, so I got to get everything up. Let me go log into the playlist. As usual, Teresa is on her way from transports class. Sounds like a good time. So in the meantime, I'm going to play a song if I can load it up. This is, just got to give me a second. It's called Gallipoli by Beirut. I'm going to play it for you. So enjoy. Thank you. And once again, that was Gallipoli by Beirut. A really good band that I haven't listened to enough songs by them. I need to start listening to some more. That song came out on October 22nd. I had only heard it once or so before I decided to put it on the show. Thank God it was clean. Let's see, I'm going to look around for another song to play because Teresa's still not here, and I don't really want to play a song that she picked without her in the building. I'm gonna play the Australia by the Shins. Oh yeah, I completely forgot the theme of this week. Yeah, we actually have a theme. It's wild. I mean, we had a theme last week, but anyway, I digress. Our theme this week is place names, mainly countries and cities. So the last one was Gallipoli, which is a city in, it sounds Italian, but I'm not positive. Don't mind me, I'm not Googling it, but I'm totally Googling it. It's in Turkey. Yeah. It's in Turkey. So, cool. The next song is going to be Australia by the Shins. So, enjoy.
Since
All right, and that was Australia by the Shins from their... Oh, that sounds like Teresa might be here. Could it be? Oh my god, it is. What? Which mic you want?
The blue one.
Okay, I'm putting on the blue one.
Alrighty. Well, why is it over there?
I don't know. Alright, I just played Australia by the Shins.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What's our next song, Joe?
I don't know. It's Chicago. But you introduced it. You picked it.
Oh, Chicago by Sufjan Stevens, or Joe likes to say Sufjan.
That's how it should be.
This is off of his album Illinois. Like, make some noise, so have fun.
What a punny guy.
No.
What song was that, T?
That was Chicago by Sufjan Stevens off of his album Illinois, not to be confused with the state. Illinois.
You know what, Teresa? Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree. That was Chicago by Sufjan Stevens.
Yes, that's the song.
Our next song is Theme from New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. He was a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Let's get on with it.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray. Little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
And that was New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
How cool was that,
the
Joe?
It was pretty cool. The theme song of the New York Yankees. The song gets an A, but the Yankees get an F.
Sounds good. All right, well, our next song is by Billy Joel. The song is Vienna.
It's a cool Vienna song. It's a city.
Yeah. All right, let's give it a whirl.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn. in a day. You want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone. Vienna waits for you. When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
So what'd you think of that, Joe?
I thought it was pretty lit.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of my little, let's give it a whirl?
That's a really good phrase. I don't know where you picked that up from.
It just popped in my head, Joe.
T, do you have a quote of the week this week?
A quote of the week?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it just a general C, because this week has been pretty average at best. So,
yeah.
C. Mm-hmm. What about you, Joe?
Well... I don't know. My week sucks because I have four tests, but I'm done with two of them. So I'm gonna play this chord that sounds awful.
Oh yeah.
That's my chord of the week. That symbolizes my week.
Call it a chord.
Yeah, it was a chord.
All right.
I don't know what it was, but it was a chord.
That's okay. I hope your week goes better.
Yeah, me too.
So the next song is Holland, 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel, which is April. Is it Ludgate? April's April's a character from Parks and Rec, and this is her favorite band.
I've never seen Parks and Rec.
You should watch it. It's a good show.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give it a whirl.
Here it is.
Two, one, two, three, four.
All right, T, what song was that?
That song was Holland, 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel.
That is correct. Good job.
Do you know what happened in Holland, 1945?
What happened?
I don't know. I bet Will
this,
could.
This song was written
in 1945.
Neutral Milk Hotel is really old.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. In Holland, of course.
Our next song is Kansas City by the Mowglis. It's a single that they released, like, last year. I have no idea if they're releasing an album. I hope they do.
I enjoy the Mowglis.
Yeah, great band.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kansas City by the Mowglis.
Have you ever been to Kansas City?
I have not. Do you want to skip the next song for now?
Yeah, sure.
It's 11. We had a song on here that we realized was 11 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Oh, but I was... You know the that Vine?
Which
Kansas?
Vine?
Our Kansas? America, explain!
I don't understand how that's a Vine, because that clip is like 15 seconds long.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't understand how it was a Vine. It's weird.
I guess... I don't know.
I am confusion!
Can you tell us a little bit? Like, what do you think? Kansas? Arkansas? Someone needs to explain.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's Arkansas? Oh. America, explain.
I am confused. Oh my god.
Anyway,
all right.
Our next song is Harlem by New Politics. Harlem is
Speaking about politics, go vote today, guys. It's important. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like flip phone just like you. Like I like fingers in your mouth. Up on the sun playing drums with a bleach bone just like you. Like me, like everybody else.
And that was Harlem by New Politics. Harlem is a section of New York City. It's a place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, so our next song is Istanbul by They Might Be Giants.
Another city in Turkey.
Yeah, and who is it that really likes They Might Be Giants?
Oh, that would be Scott, my former lab coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's a cool guy.
This band also wrote Hot Dog, which is the
Mickey intro House.
From the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So. Yeah, so... I don't know.
Or I think it's the outro song. Don't they sing that
was
at
it
the end?
Outro?
Don't they sing that after the at the end?
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't watched it in many years.
Yeah, I haven't either. So, I don't know. Istanbul.
Let's dive right in.
Alrighty.
Alright, T, what was that song?
It was Istanbul, covered by They Might Be Giant.
Yeah, according to my pal Zachary,
it is
a cover. The original version is by the Four Lads.
His show is after ours, so just stay tuned and listen to his show.
Yeah. Now, the next song we have for you is Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Will or Matt, if you're listening... This is for you.
Doesn't Will not like this song?
Well, he thinks it's like... It's too mainstream for him. You know, like, Will's gotta be edgy and stuff like that.
What a loser.
But he really does enjoy Weezer, so... They both enjoy Weezer.
They do. I hope you enjoy too, listeners.
the next big thing.
That was Beverly Hills by Weezer, the last song that we had up. Teresa, what are we doing now? We have 16 minutes left.
We could play Budapest by George Ezra.
Oh, that's a good song.
That is a good song.
I think we played that like 2 weeks ago, but
yeah. Yeah, why not? Let's just do it again. No, I think we played Shotgun by George Ezra last time. Yeah.
All right. Let me add it to the playlist so that something doesn't...
Mm-hmm. It's a good song. He has a very soothing voice. Very deep.
Alright, wait, let me go back and then click on Budapest and
my house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I leave it all. My acres of a land, Bible chief. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. So much if you take my hand, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all.
treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty fool could steal you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
What song was that, Teresa?
That was Budapest by George Ezra.
Okay, we have another song.
We found another song.
It's Rockaway Beach by the Ramones. Not really a uke song, but yeah, whatever. And that was Rockaway Beach by the Ramones.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we could have played any song by Matt Farley.
Do you want to play one?
No, I'm okay. I don't really want to hear. I'm sure. Why not? Okay, we can do one.
About cities and towns, I believe.
They have one for my city, Windsor, Connecticut.
Come on.
Are you having a little trouble there, Joe?
Okay, there we go. The South Windsor song, is that it?
No, it's just Windsor.
Connecticut cities and towns. Oh my god, there's so many songs.
It's just Windsor.
Windsor.
I think I just saw it.
Here, Windsor is a cool place in Connecticut by the man who sings about cities and towns.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. It's about Teresa's hometown.
Such a good city, yeah, Windsor, yeah, Connecticut, lots of vats of lots of poor people going up, oh, Windsor, they got some churches, so many churches over in Windsor, yeah, Windsor, they've got so much stuff, so many good people, 30,000 residents, yeah, Windsor.
Teresa, what do you think of that song?
Well, Windsor is a great town in Connecticut.
Is it better than West Hartford?
Yes.
But is it better than Woodbine, Maryland?
Yes.
But is it better than better than Derry and Connecticut?
Yes. I mean, I only know one person from Darien, and he is abroad right now. I don't know how he feels. Yeah, he is abroad. I don't know how he feels about that, but he's not going to listen to our show, so I guess I'll never find out.
But he is listening. But he is listening to Fall by Eminem. So
yeah, that's pretty
cool. He's got better things to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Joe. I think our show is pretty important.
Our show is very important. Should be listening. We have to our eight show. Whole listeners. I don't know
We're
how.
I'm not sure if it's eight
or maybe it's seven. Somebody stop listening. Was that you, Zach?
Yes.
Okay. Zach's here, by the way. His show starts in 7 minutes. But we got 7 minutes to fill, Teresa. What do we do?
How's your day been, Joe?
My day is okay. I got up at 7.
You know,
so
I always wonder why your guys' number of listeners just...
I got up at 7,
I
so I could...
I don't know how to answer that question, Zach. I would think that more listeners would...
Yeah, us talking is a great thing. So anyway, I got up at 7 to study for my test at 11 in Music 103, Intro to World Music Traditions with J. Larry Stockton. It was on Indian music, which I found extremely boring, but I was able to plow through the test. Zach doesn't approve of that statement, but yeah, it was. I think I did pretty well. And now I got to study for another test tomorrow in computer science on classes or something weird.
Yes.
Teresa, how was your day?
It's been alright. I got up at 7 to get to my class at 8 a.m. and then I had work at 9, then went until 10:30, and then I had class from 11 to 12:15, and then I had class from 1 to 3, and now I'm here.
That sounds a lot. So that sounds really pretty busy.
My Tuesdays and Thursdays are really busy.
I forgot the most important thing I did today. I unlocked Baby Daisy in Mario Kart, finally.
Oh, Mario Kart. Yeah. We should play again.
We should. I can be Baby Daisy now.
Yeah, and I'll be King Boo again, because I really like King Boo. Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to give us another chord, Joe?
Sure. This is a G7. What do you think of that chord, Teresa?
I like it. What's your favorite chord?
My favorite chord? I really like... I forget what this one's called. It's like a C suspended 4 or a C suspended 7. But
so why do you like that chord so much?
I don't know. I think it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I think it sounds better than a C. Yeah.
So, Joe and I have some pretty cool plans for our show in the next upcoming week.
Possibly next week, maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now.
We're gonna have a guest star. She's a lot better on the youth than we are.
That's kind of offensive to me.
Have you heard her play? She's so much better than
the two of us. No, but she's probably a lot better than me. I'm not very good.
She's definitely not listening to the show right now because she has a lab. But it's Emma. We're excited to have her on the show. Maybe Leap can give us a listen too. So it'll either be next week or...
And we'll be playing. We're not actually going to be playing music on Spotify. We're going to be jamming out.
On our uke, so...
Yeah, we're actually going to put the uke in spooky ukes for once. Rather than just play like three chords.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get Professor Wu to listen to us, because he enjoys the name Spooky Ukes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's a very enjoyable name.
Mm-hmm. Really flows. Just comes right out of the mouth.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else to add, T?
Not really. This is a very anticlimactic way to end the show.
Are you kidding? This is a wild climax.
Oh.
I'm hanging off the edge of my seat right now.
Sounds good. All right. Well, we don't know when our special edition show is going to happen, but tune in next week to find out if it's, if it'll happen next week.
Yeah, that.
Well, this has been DJ T.
And DJ Hoey D with...
Zach is also in the room, but he won't say anything. All right,
so this has been...
This has been the Spooky Ukies.
Yeah.
I haven't said that yet. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Tune in next week.
Also, if you want to talk to Zach, call in the show at 610-330-5316.
the show.
I will not be taking any calls.
He says that he will be taking all calls.
No!
Perfect. All right. This is a good enough time to sign out.
Yeah.